What's up? You are listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name's Nate. Nev's on her way. Bex is at large. And it means I'm going to play some music. So, there you go. Stick around for the next hour. Hello for anybody who might be listening for the first time.
Back with the streets I know will never take me anywhere but here.
What's up?
Hey, everyone.
So we were talking about, first off, I don't know. So we played the two songs we played were The Sun by Portugal the Man, which like.
Oh, nice.
I love Portugal the Man.
Yeah, I know you do.
And like everyone on this radio station, they have like they have a 100% approval rating at WMFO. I'm serious. It's just like. You like listen to one of their songs and you're just like, I don't know why we're not talking about this band being like the best band of the last decade. Yeah. Anyway, and then we listened to Left and Leaving by the Weaker Thans, which is Canadian Death Cab.
Yep.
But it's also Poor Man's Death Cab.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Great. Yeah, anyway, so I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, ask me. Ask me away.
Well, because, you know, like your semester's coming to a close.
So true.
And you've got a lot of the stuff that you've like you're not really reading anymore. You're kind of more...
Yeah.
You're showing your work,
right.
I would say.
I'm showing that I kind of read the readings that
exactly.
we were assigned.
And I'm assuming that you're kind of just like, you've just sort of had it with the material.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
I don't speak for you, but that's kind of where you get to, where you're just like, I don't... I've cited the same person like four times.
And that happened about like 2 weeks ago.
That's
I feel like
great.
2 weeks ago I hit the wall where it was like, no, I've hit my capacity. My brain can no longer hold any more information about any more readings.
Yeah.
So therefore, whatever I have now is what I have for the rest of my life.
That's right.
So, sorry next semester.
Sorry.
I won't have space for you.
Man, the winter is, you do need the weeks to just sort of like flush your brain toilet.
Yeah, exactly. To get rid of all the information you learned from first semester.
And to be like, and to remind yourself that it's like really fun knowing things.
Mm.
Does that happen to you?
Not really.
It's like...
I don't really like flex my knowledge on people.
That's like basically what I live to do.
Yeah, that's why you learn. I know that's why you learn.
It's a competition
exactly.
between me and everyone. But it's more like... I realize I'm like, oh, no, like my brain really likes it when I'm sort of getting the input and all that kind of stuff. But I need a month.
Yeah, I definitely feel like when I'm actively in school and learning, my brain is just in general sharper.
Yes.
It's just like, it's just thinking more often.
Yeah.
So I have noticed that then when I'm just like in conversation, I'm like, yeah, no, like, boom, response.
I got it.
Boom, listen, boom, response, you know? I'm like on it.
Counterpoint.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah.
Exactly. Whereas when I like last year when I wasn't in school, when I had that break, man, was it moving slow.
Yeah. Well, and you're like, you're sitting there and you're like, I guess like literally none of these TikToks are that interesting.
Right.
And then you feel terrible.
Right. And then
you're
it's like, what's the point of me reading this article? You know what I mean? Like if I don't have to cite it.
Yeah.
In a empirical study. What's the point?
But it's like you're flipping through and then the algorithm is like, all right, fine. I guess we're just going to like do clips from like TV shows that you liked.
And it
works. I feel like that's the point where I'm just like, you need to.
Oh, it works.
I need to figure it. Like it's like when I start getting New Girl clips,
mm-hmm.
which like this is no knock on that show. This is a great show. But it's like once I get to that where I'm just like, you're just serving me up small slices of nostalgia. Because that's the only thing my brain wants to take in.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, you need to read a book. You know, like you need to go for a walk. Or like you pull up the tab on your computer that's like American classics.
Saying I need to read a book sounds so pretentious. It's just so funny.
No, it doesn't. It's
what
it does. What if that
reading
book
books, reading books is like so pretentious these days. You know what I mean?
What if that book is like Twilight? It's like, I gotta read the Twilight book.
But it still sounds so pretentious. Even if you pull out Twilight, it's like, oh God, I don't even want to watch this because I just like want to read my book.
That's,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
No, that's true.
It's very pick me.
It's very pick me.
Yes.
Actually, that's been Molly lately. I'm just going to call this out because this is a compliment and she knows this.
Okay.
Is that like I've been watching some football and it's like the big two nights on football are like Sunday night and Monday night. You mm-hmm. know, like those are like the games.
What
and
about high school football? You watching that?
I'm going over to the Medford Mustangs, who I think won something. I saw some poster.
I doubt that.
They did. It was like the first time since 1945 or something like that.
I'm looking
that the Medford
up.
High School Mustang
no way.
Power. All right.
No way. Have
they
you
did.
Ever
they
been
won.
To a Medford Mustangs
they,
football game.
They won something. All right. It was like because I saw like a flyer, or I was like at the high school, and it was like congratulations to these guys. You know.
How do you even like find this?
You, it's like information that nobody knows. That's Medford.
That's just like not true.
I'm looking up. I'm gonna no. This maybe is, I saw it because I follow Instagram.
This
like,
is
I
part of Medford. Our what's happening in Medford segment.
That's right. We usually get to this later.
Yeah, but now this is important.
So
because
not,
I just don't believe.
Not Medford Mass Police, but
look, I'm not, if anybody out here is a Medford Mustang, I'm not knocking because I'm from Somerville, and so if you are a Medford Mustang, you know that like I can't be talking if I'm from Somerville, but I'm just saying.
Is Somerville also bad at stuff?
Yeah.
No. Oof.
Yeah, we're just like all not so good.
We're all
like
not
fine.
So good.
Let's see. Wait.
I could have sworn I saw that they won. I mean, what if it was like
there's like sportsmanship awards. there you can get for the league.
All right, there it is. That's the Mustangs.
And usually
the Mustangs
they
are out
that.
There shaking hands after right. the game. That's we did a good yes. job of that.
Yes, and that's probably it. Or no, nothing important.
How do you? I'm sorry, what, do you what website are you on? Are you on the Athletics website or the? Because like notoriously,
yeah,
high
I'm
school
on Medford
website.
HighSchoolAthletics.com.
Oh dang. Well, yeah, maybe they raised a bunch of money for Thanksgiving, and I saw that.
That would
and
be
I was
awesome.
Like, that's you know what? That's a championship in my
and
book.
You know what? Medford actually is always out here like raising money.
That's right. Yeah, no, that's good. That's actually yeah, there's actually this is a rec for you.
Oh, look. Congratulations, Justin Marino, football all-time leading scorer.
That's great.
So. Oh, wait.
Wait.
You
here
might
we are.
Be right.
I swear to make this up.
GBL champions. Congratulations to the football team, GBL champs.
Yeah, great. I'm assuming that's Greater Boston League champs.
Yes. Yeah.
Bam. Take that, Malden, Melrose, Somerville, Cambridge, Ringe, and Latin probably. Or unless they compete in some sort of like high school Ivy League.
No, they do. Why? Actually, that's not true. I guess we really only played. We don't.
BBNN
really...
probably isn't in the high school Ivy League.
BBNN plays public private schools.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're in the private school Ivy League or whatever.
Cambridge Ringe and Latin is not a private school.
So there you go. So that means Medford, the Mustangs, the
don't
old...
hype up Cambridge Ringe and Latin like that.
I'm not. No, I'm saying that they got trounced by the Mustangs. Yeah. All right. So anyway, also, if you want to like participate, there's like a, it's not exactly a bake sale, but there's a, for the, a couple of clubs. I think it might be a couple of the sports teams get together every year and do a modern pastry bake sale, which like, there's a secret modern pastry in Medford.
Yeah.
There's the one downtown that everybody's like, you gotta.
Well, it's like it's the same as Mike's. There's like a ton of Mike's. Like an Assembly Row.
Yeah, and the one in the North End is not like...
Yeah.
That one's the one where it's like, where are you from? Wichita?
And
I read about this.
And can only pay in cash?
Yeah. And that's like,
weird.
That's mind-blowing for anyone else that isn't from here. And they're like, babe, we got to go get some cash. And then there's like a cash machine, one thing down, that the fee is like
$5. Yeah.
That's a real cash machine. Anyway, but they do one where like, if you want to do... This is just an announcement. If you go to Modern Pastry, there's like a special box of chocolates that you can get that supports a couple of the sports teams. And they're really good. I got them last year. One of them was like, it's like the chocolate that they make.
Nice.
So like
M&M cool.
bars and That's candy cane cool. bars and stuff like that is really good.
That's a good announcement. That's pretty good.
Now we're on the subject of Christmas. I got a question for you. Actually, we're going to take a break. We're going to do like a little bit more of a... We're going to take a break and then we're going to come back with that other subject.
You don't want to hear me talk.
No, I do. Well, now we're stuck.
Fine.
This
Silence
is it.
Me.
No, this is it. Yeah, no,
Silence
this is it. Yeah,
me.
So be quiet. And here's this.
Yeah. course everyone goes crazy over such and such and such. We made ourselves a pillow, we just used it as a crutch. We were certainly uncertain, at least I'm pretty sure I am. Well, we didn't need the water, but we just built that good goddamn. Was there all that much to gain? Well, we knew we'd miss the boat, and we'd already missed the plane. We didn't read the invite, we just danced in our own wake. All our favorites were a plane, so we could shake, 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 shake. Tiny curtains opened, and we heard the tiny clap of little hands. A tiny man would tell a little joke and get a tiny laugh from all them folks sitting, drifting around on bubbles then. It was us that carried them. When we finally got it figured out that we had truly missed the boat.
Every door that I've been closing, all the people that I have let down on a river, I'm floating down the street and back again like a beggar on my knees.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. South Reform Radio. All right, Nev.
That's me.
We got conversation number two queued up here. So both of us, both for our jobs and for other reasons, have to send out a tremendous number of Christmas cards.
Correct.
What kind of numbers are you rocking off the dome?
I actually, not as many as you're rocking. Mine is probably around, like, 50?
50's a lot.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think a big thing is you accumulate these, you know?
Correct, yeah.
So it's like, it's rare, and we're going to have this conversation. You know, when do you take somebody off the list?
Yeah.
And you tend to sort of add more than you take off every year, and so it just keeps going. And that's when you end up with, how many
you got?
Let's see here. I got the list pulled up here. We have 155, which means that's, they always go to 50s when you buy them, so we're at the 200 mark.
Oof.
So if you want some old ones, I got a bunch of old ones lying around.
Your old ones?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll use those.
Yeah, old Christmas cards. I'll use those. And that's the thing, is like, we get them, I still get probably 5 to 10 cards a year from people that are probably not getting them from us.
Yeah, that's not quite happening to me yet.
It will.
I get very few. I pretty much only get them from the people we work with. And then a select few from, like, outside.
Do you have some, like, some people that you'll feel, like, guilty about? That you're like, ooh, should have sent one to them?
No.
Really?
Well, I'm just such in early stages that it's like, I don't think anybody is thinking about me even sending out a Christmas card yet.
That's true.
I feel like it's once you have kids that people are like...
Yeah.
People get really like...
I gotta see a picture of that kid, especially since my kids don't appear on social media.
Yeah.
But this is kind of the only time.
Exactly.
That people, see them.
People don't really care that much about seeing pictures of me and my fiance as much.
I don't know though. That's like a subject of conversation, you know? Back in Missouri. Like the kitchen table, and then you look over to the fridge and like on the fridge is like your wedding invitation, and then they're like, and then they're getting
my flyer.
Then you're getting the flyer, which like I love. I said this. There's a person who recently we took off of our Christmas card list.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just say, I mean, it's like roulette. We'll just talk about them directly, even though they're within earshot of this radio station.
Okay.
Tony and Thea, and their Christmas card is always bigger than all the other ones.
Yeah.
And so whenever we display them. Because we usually just kind of tape them to like our window seal or back in our old apartment. We used to put them on that thing.
Yep.
And it just is like clear that it was like, why are they so much bigger than everybody else's?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's intentional.
You think it just gets bigger and bigger every year?
It's big,
they want to be the biggest one on the fridge.
Yeah, because it's like, well, here, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the fridge is like reserved for like special people.
Oh.
Family members, Nev. You get you're on the fridge.
Yeah, my save the date.
Yeah, save the date's right in the middle.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
actually, you. Shout out to Anton who's listening. Your save the date came off the fridge.
Oof,
and Nev's
Anton.
Went on.
Sorry.
Yeah,
that's what happens when you get married.
That was like
your
a big.
Save the date
that was
comes
like
off
a big like bam. Like we're gonna shift. We gotta shift
that was
gears
a big
here.
Shift,
that's
yeah.
we gotta put this up here. Now it's this. Now all roads lead.
To August 10th.
To August, the Crystal Ballroom.
Yeah.
There you go. So everybody listening, now you know
now
the
you
date
know the
and
date
the location.
Hey, yeah, you can drop me off presents.
So if you're not out on the sidewalk throwing
applauding.
Rice, like whenever you guys leave.
Yeah, well, we'll do a nice little walk from the church where we're getting married to the Crystal Ballroom where the reception is. So
that's going to be a fun
in
walk.
In my wedding dress.
That's
yeah.
actually, no, you know what? I can't think of a better...
I know,
that
right
involves
through
a
Davis
couple crosswalks
Square.
Right through Davis Square.
Yeah.
You know, past the happening part.
Correct.
You know, in front of the CVS.
Yeah.
You should take a big loop through that, like, little, like, past the statues and stuff. Like,
I don't
over
know how
there.
I'm going to preserve my dress, though, because I'm not, like, trying to walk through the streets in that.
You're going to have, you got to have a person that's the dress person.
Mm.
That they're holding up the, does it drag on the ground?
I mean, it's not altered yet, so.
Okay. You trying to? I mean, is it gonna be that? I mean,
I don't know yet, actually.
So you gotta have someone. What is it called? A bustle?
Yeah, but even then, like, it's still the top of it will like drag on. It'll like hit the floor.
But that's when you, You just have a person, one of your bridesmaids probably.
Just holds it while I walk?
Literally holds it while I walk. Yeah, that's yeah, I've seen that 100 times.
Okay.
I was at a wedding last year in New Hampshire, and it was like mostly grass, but it had rained. So like there was a little, it was nice. It was a nice wedding. Didn't rain that day, but like the ground was wet.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a person that was made honors job, was like literally holding it.
Holding that dress.
Like when the ceremony's happening, put it all down. And like arranged
right,
it, and it
right,
was nice.
Right.
But then, like, as soon as we're back up walking again, it was like, "You're gonna grab this," and it was really like elegantly done.
Mm.
It didn't seem like it was like a you know, come on.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you're chasing after
you
your kid,
practice.
You know?
Who's, yeah, that feels like it would take a lot of practice, though. So me and Emily gotta practice that, get that down for that walk from the
Without
church to the ballroom.
I think that this is your opportunity to be like, this is how you do it. This is how
yeah.
you serve me as my sister.
So true.
Comma, maid of honor.
Yeah.
Comma, actually, matron of honor, technically.
Okay.
No, she's married. She's a matron.
Oh.
That's how that works.
Okay.
I don't make the rules.
I just don't think it really matters that much.
Wow.
See,
here
here's,
I
my
am
here's, my
okay,
here's my opinion. Here's my opinion. I think if I know what the other person is trying to say, it doesn't matter if it's correct or not.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a think piece right there.
You think?
Yes.
You think that's a think piece?
I think that's like a real, that's like we're really diving into like a real, does language matter?
Yeah, I mean, I hate it. That's really one of my biggest pet peeves is when people correct, like if somebody says a saying wrong and somebody's just like, like in front of everybody else.
It's an egg, like an acorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's in private, that doesn't bother me as much. But if we're like in a group of people and you choose to like point out the fact that it was wrong.
I hate that, yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of people do it. A lot of people will do that. And it's like, I understood what they were trying to say.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter that they like added an extra word in there. Who cares? So that's one thing that really bothers me.
Gotcha.
Is people that correct other people about how they say
things. So like what I just did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On public radio.
On like a radio that like upwards of 23 people could be listening right now.
Yeah.
And that I did a pretty big social media blitz. Did you see that? I posted this on all two Instagram accounts. And I texted our Slack, the Slack of the corporation we work for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I threw that up there.
I wonder if anybody's listening. Actually, if you are listening, send us a message. On like a personal message.
Yeah, personal. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A personal message. I want to know if you're listening, so that way I don't say anything mean about you.
Because that's usually what we do here. Is it's like we just go down the list and it's just
mean
like mean
things.
Stuff. And we just saw all of them, and it's
yeah.
like it's like I got plenty of things to say, to bring up.
For legal reasons, this is a joke. We have nothing bad to say about anyone.
That's true.
Ever. Seriously.
That's true. Nev loves anyone who listens to the show.
Yes.
Like I maintain
yes.
that that's the case.
Correct.
Her posture is of love.
If you listen to this show, you will receive a Christmas card.
Well, shoot. Yeah, actually, you know what? I'll put that out there. If you're out here, because that's the thing. I'm in between numbers.
True. So you have extras.
I got all kinds. And especially if you live around here within earshot
mm-hmm.
of our radio signal.
Insane. I'm at 100.
Yeah, I'll walk around. I'll give you one. I don't care.
I had flyers.
Because what happens is like in January, you've got a bunch of these lying around and you're like, these are useless.
Yeah.
These are last year's Christmas cards.
Correct.
They're going to go into the trash.
Yep.
Recycle.
You maybe like keep one, you know,
yeah.
for the memes. And then
exactly.
the rest, who needs them? Nobody wants them.
Nobody wants them.
I don't really want them, to be frank.
Yeah. Do you like all the pictures that you chose? Because you're a multiple pictures person.
I am a multiple pictures person. That's because it's just, you know.
It's like family and.
Right. Like know, the photo shoot is like for families.
Yeah.
And Juan and I didn't do an engagement shoot.
But just pictures.
Yeah, I did put a picture of us getting engaged. But people do like engagement shoots.
Yeah.
Like with a professional photographer.
And people do that. People do be doing that.
Did you do that?
No.
Wow, that was a lot of judgment behind that.
Yeah, no, I would say that because mine was a surprise, as most are, but really a surprise.
Yeah, but I mean like some people do the engagement shoot after. Like they got engaged and then they do an engagement shoot in the following weeks.
No.
After.
I don't think Molly and I have ever done. Oh wait, no. Update. We did take engagement, but there was just like. But
so
it was just
all this judgment for.
No, but it was like just somebody at our old church just like dogged us into it.
So much toot for nothing.
I know. I'm saying that, and actually, some of those pictures are really good.
Yeah.
And like really fun to look back on because it's like we do look really young now. and it's like, oh yeah, that was fun.
Are any of them in your house? Are they like outside?
There's a couple. The one where like they're all taken in a field in Texas.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So any of those ones. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Those ones.
I do. That, I those know every in picture case, in your house.
Yeah, well. I would say, because I'm also, too, I'm a person of, like, it should be pictures of you guys, and it should be, like, art, with a capital A. Those are the things that go on the wall.
Oh, on the wall.
Yeah.
Oh, I see,
Like, family pictures.
What's the alternatives? Like, pictures of yourself?
No, words.
Words.
Poems. Oh. Poems with bad puns in them.
Oh, I see. What about pictures of yourself? Like, solo shots?
Yeah, you can throw some solo shots up. I think maybe that's... I'm like throwing around because I think Molly and I talked about how like there's a couple of places that we've got some bare walls and we really want to like no texts.
No.
Yeah. Hey, listeners, no one that we work with cares enough to listen to this show. That's the great.
I was really hopeful, but keep going. I'm sorry.
No. And oh, Anton texted.
Yay.
He just texted. Ouch.
For what?
I don't know.
We've said too many things.
That
for me to
could
know what
be
that's
that
in
could be
to.
About the save to date. That could also just be about how no one is listening to us.
True. That could be about a lot of things.
Yeah.
We're hurting.
So anyway, engagement picture. I think Anton took some engagement pictures.
It's very common.
Yeah. I think.
Like, I booked a shoot and then I was like, meh.
Ours was
not big into pictures.
Exactly. I am the same. Ours was the two things where it was free and our friend was just like trying to do them to kind of get them out there.
Yeah.
Like for her business,
right?
As like it was like a side business, and they're great. They're great pictures.
Yeah.
But like, there is a I don't know. It's weird because yeah, you're taking pictures. It's kind of this like self-aggrandizement of like. I think pictures to me, a lot of the value of the picture happens situationally, where I look at the picture and I'm like, that reminds me.
Yeah.
Of the time.
Correct.
And when it comes to staged pictures like that, it doesn't necessarily remind me. It's just like, well, we just did this. Purely for like, you know, the enhancement of our own self-image.
Well, I will say actually, a lot of people use those engagement photos specifically for the save the date.
Yeah.
A lot of people put pictures on their save the date, and I think that's the biggest reason a lot of people take engagement pictures.
Yep.
I knew that Juan would be really against us using a picture of us on the save the dates.
Mm-hmm.
So
but also, that's,
we didn't need them.
In the world of wedding websites these days too, you
True.
Gotta have some pictures in there, and they can't just be like pictures from last night's hangout, you know? But those are the ones I love. Like, those are the ones that are displayed at my house are,
right.
like, kind of hanging out type pictures.
Right.
Molly, actually, for Valentine's Day, or no, for Father's Day, something just happened. Oh, our anniversary.
Ouch.
For our anniversary, that was, she got
Your
a big...
Your 10-year anniversary.
Our 10-year anniversary. Got us like a
what
big.
What just happened?
There was something. I was like,
Day.
It just happened.
February
yeah,
Valentine's
Where
was
is
like
that? Yeah, that's February.
Year.
And I was like, but Father's Day, that's like in the summer sometimes.
That's
right?
In June.
Yeah.
Man, what's Dang. Up with you and dates?
It's tough. I the way that I remember things isn't like chronologically. It's like, oh yeah, these. It's like a big old swirling ball of soup. No, but she got me like a really great photo collage, and it was a photo collage of like memories.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, this is when we were in Marfa and that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
Those were great. And that's, but the only problem was the middle of it had a bad pun. And it was like, our love is a work of heart.
Mm-hmm.
To which I say boo. Boo.
Even though it's from your wife?
No, she didn't write that.
Oh, okay.
It was just, she was like, did the photo collage, and she's like, hey, there's this middle one. I left it in because it's like a non-standard size.
Oh.
And whatever. And so I was like, and then I made a collage of our kids, and I put that over top
nice.
Of that.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I don't know what it is. I think now it's just like unhinged.
Mm.
But I do like those little trite phrases that sound like a computer wrote them.
Yeah.
I'm just like, is that what you say? Does someone say that?
No, I agree. I mean, I'm definitely on the same page. I'm not anti-words on walls,
mm-hmm.
but I agree that I'm anti, like, those words.
Yeah, and it's like, well, it's like, here's this poem, and it's like, I guess it sounds good, but, like, nobody says that. Like, that's not... What is this representative of?
Yeah.
Like, if it's words that you say to each other...
Yeah.
And it's like, there's a lot of meaning there. That's kind of what I want to see.
Yeah.
It's like, here's, like, a specific inside joke. throw that up in black cursive on a white canvas.
Correct.
And yeah. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Your house gets the approval from me.
Yeah.
But I just think it's like a design cowardice to just like sort of find something that just says like, you know, it's the same. It's like eat, pray, love or whatever, you know, and it's just like,
yeah,
why is this on your wall? This doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, they do. I don't know. You see that a lot with like even what was it like the other day, that ornament nurses call the shots.
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing. You know, you just see it a lot on those gifts that you can give people. If you're like, if you just look up on the internet, like presents to get nurses.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like a water bottle that says like,
tired and just finished my shift. Don't talk to me,
right.
Comma, coffee. You know? Like, and it's just like, yeah, like a computer wrote that.
There's nothing that like shows me you know me less than if you get me a present like that. You
it's
know?
True.
Like you just knew one thing about me and you looked up rock climbing gifts.
Yep.
You know, like that's the kind of thing and you're like, oh, like
we know. Did this thing. We did this thing in like youth group one time. In college ministry that I was at, where it was, we put like taped paper to everybody's back, and you walked around and you like wrote nice things.
Oh.
And Molly did it. And like half the things were like gluten free. Nice person, can't eat, you know, bread.
Just facts about
and
them.
It
just
was,
one
it was,
fact.
It was literally this one fact of just like, hey, when we like have pasta night, you just like can't be involved, you know? And it's like, that's, I guess that's, and she's like, this isn't
a compliment.
A thing.
This is just the one thing you know
you
about me.
Might as well put my shoe size on
exactly.
here. Like, this doesn't make any sense. Like,
exactly.
So anyway, that's what I'm saying, is these like trade phrases have replaced what I think are really fun things, which are just like, here's a freaking map of Portland, Oregon, a place we visited.
Yeah.
You know, and we can point to and be like, yeah, it's where we missed the bus, you know?
Yeah. I would genuinely rather get a gift card.
Yeah, exactly.
Than that.
Exactly.
Like, even if it's like Target, you know what I mean? Like, at least I can go pick out my own stupid saying.
Exactly. And that's the other thing, too, is that, like, just like, I think the lack of personalization.
Yeah.
Is a real troubling trend I see in modern design.
Yes.
Where it is just like, we need to make this thing look like a staged house that somebody could buy. And like, okay, you would replace this one picture frame of a family with your picture frame, and then that would be it. It's like, no, I want my house to be unmistakably. That was a weird burp.
That was. I kind of thought you were gonna throw up.
Like, that'd be bad. Unmistakably my house.
What would they do if you just like?
I mean, they have to replace this thing, which this is. Like, this is why I can't eat in here. Is it? Like,
I know.
This is
I understand,
expensive.
But that's like not really your fault, right? Like, if you just like vomited. Like, what would they do?
That's true. I guess nobody.
Nobody has. I would like to know.
All right, ops.
Please let
at WMFO.org.
Do I get in trouble if I accidentally vomit on this thing?
I get. Yeah, it's true. It's like, how could you possibly? I guess the circumstances matter. If it was nighttime and you vomited, then like, I think an investigation would be launched. I think if it was daytime and you were just like, I don't know what happened.
I have food poisoning.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Hey, shout out to our. Delaney.
Shout out to our Delaney.
Who's probably not who actually listening. Would probably be she would probably be the most likely person to listen.
True.
But she's got a lot going on right now because she got food poisoned. By you?
No, I don't know when this started. She ate the thing that gave her food poisoning before I got there.
That's
everybody
good.
Keeps
that timeline really helps
I
you.
I gave her food poisoning.
Yeah, that's but established a timeline. That's
I got
important.
There, we went to dinner, got back to her house, and then she was like, oh man. Good night. And then she was vomiting all night. It was from the crab rangoon she got from Market Basket.
See, here's the thing.
What's the thing?
I think that you can get food poisoned by crab rangoon from Market Basket.
You think you can't?
I think you can.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Without a doubt. I just think that is like, in like a police lineup, that's the person who's got like the scar across their face and is like holding the murder weapon.
Yeah.
But I think that it's like so obvious that it's like, no, actually.
Can't be.
It was a bad couple of Oreos. You know?
Like
it was,
no,
you
because know, the only times that I have gotten food poisoning is literally from like sushi from a supermarket. So like getting any sort of seafood from a supermarket, that's, I'm not trying to like slander supermarket sushi.
I eat a lot of supermarket sushi.
But the only times, and I understand that most of the time it's safe. The only time I've ever gotten food poisoning is from supermarket sushi. So you gotta be careful.
But I just think, I think that is number one, probably 80 to 90% of the time that's true. I also think that that's maybe hiding the 10% of the time that it could just be anything else.
No.
And that we're just like, we're giving
because
all
I'm
the other foods
all
a pass.
Of these, no, because I'm eating all of these things also all the time. And then the only time I never look, I never eat supermarket sushi.
This is animated Nev right now. This is I love that this point is like you're like, I gotta be crystal clear on this.
That's because getting food poisoning from supermarket sushi is literally like I don't know. It's just the worst situation in the world.
Yeah. But that's I'm
vomiting
saying that's,
that back up.
It's bad. It's totally bad. But I'm saying that's like getting murdered by the murderer. Like by the butler. Like, it's just so obvious.
But you know what? Usually the obvious answer is the answer.
That's true. But also, I'm telling you, it's like she got like a bad...
But also, you like to zag.
Like, well, that's the thing. The zag is like the milk in her coffee was bad. And like, that's what did it.
That's never happened to me before.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's... All right, here we go. We got a PSA to play. Yeah. To read.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Ever lose your keys? Is that normal aging, dementia, or something else? Fear often stops us from asking for a simple checkup from the neck up. Knowing your numbers, blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are common, but your cognitive numbers are also important. Request a free guide. It's filled with tips for better brain health, facts about dementia, and much more. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. That's DEMENTIA. Your brain will thank you. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
There you go. I don't know how to spell dementia, and even though you just spelled it, I don't have it.
It didn't even tell me to spell it.
That's
good.
That's an important thing to do.
Thank you.
Are you out here... Maybe accusing people of having dementia?
Accusing people?
Yeah.
No, are you?
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm saying, like, I'm probably accusing Delaney because I'm like, I want a full list of everything.
Oh.
I'm telling you. I think that this stinks. This food poisoning of Delaney stinks.
Oh, we're still on food poisoning.
Yeah, because
I thought we'd moved on to dementia.
I think that Crab Rangoon can... I think I've gotten food poisoned by Crab Rangoon.
Okay.
But also, I think I've gotten food poisoning by some real zags.
Yeah, what's the worst thing you've ever thrown up?
I got really bad food poisoning. I was living in Texas, and I'm pretty sure it was just Domino's pizza.
Oh, that one's tough.
I think it was like it was like day old Domino's pizza from the fridge, which I love. I love like day old pizza.
Yeah.
And that was the only thing, that's kind of the benefit of living with somebody, is you're eating a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah.
That was the only thing I had not had.
Oh, yeah, it's good comparison.
And then she was like, it was the pizza, which is a real nightmare because it's like, that means that pizza was bad the whole time. It was pizza I had taken home from something.
Oh, okay.
And I like had it in the fridge and I ate some of it as a snack and I got food poisoned. And then my boss was like, you're getting sick a lot. And I was like, this is the first time I've gotten sick. And he's like, you gotta be here.
That's too many times.
That's too many times. One time, that's too
One
many times.
One time, too many.
This is like a real trend for you.
Yeah.
And I was like, dog, I can't come back in right now.
Also, food poisoning, it's not really like a sick... It's... What are you supposed to do?
I know.
It's very involuntary.
And it kind of hits us randomly. Well, I mean, obviously, someone bought that Crab Rangoon and thought it was a good idea.
But it's so different from like... a cold where you're probably around somebody with a cold and you're like, I'm probably gonna get this cold, you know?
I do think COVID stopped us from blaming ourselves for getting sick.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that we need to get
we
back
need to take
to
accountability.
That is, we need to get back to being like, I'm sick and it was because I didn't wear a coat and I was running around outside.
Yeah.
That's what, like right now, I have a little bit of something. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a little bit of, and I guarantee it was on Friday. It was pretty cold outside, and I did a lot of like picking up and dropping off and whatever. And I just didn't wear a coat because I don't like wearing a coat in my car because it gets too warm. Shout out to people who know that deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're wearing a coat in the car and it gets too hot. You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah. Okay. That's just like a human experience. Shout out.
No, that's like our friends in Atlanta aren't doing this. Aren't like having to calculate, like, I gotta put my heavy coat in the car, not on me.
I wear my coat in the car, so yeah. I cannot relate. I'm a coat in the car kind of girl.
That's, yeah.
I just want to, like, be ready to hop out there.
Hop out and, like, beat up the guy when the deal's off.
Boom, boom, boom. Back in the car. Drive away.
Drop off at the, stop off at the shelter.
Yep.
Drop the food off. But that was what, I was doing a lot of picking up and dropping off of stuff. And my hands just, like, I felt like the entire day I couldn't get warm.
Yeah.
You know, one of those
chilled
days?
To the bone, yeah.
That your hands and your feet specifically are just like, you just don't have it.
Yeah.
And that's
Did
why.
Did you take a hot shower?
No shower. And then we were talking about how neither one of us could take a nap because we had a late Thursday. And then on Friday.
Yeah.
Just couldn't nail the nap. Just couldn't nail it.
Dang.
I had like a 2-hour window. And I was doing stuff, and then I had this other thing.
I hate that for you.
And then you sit down, and you have to go to the bathroom, but not bad enough that you have to get up and go.
Yes. That's the worst.
That's the absolute worst.
Yes, that's
the worst. You're
already
on your phone at that point.
Exactly.
And you're like, what am I going to do, get up?
Exactly. It's like that with that TikTok I sent you, you know what I mean? Remember that?
Yes. And I just missed it. I just missed it. It just didn't take, you know?
Gosh, that's always so frustrating.
Yeah.
Because then just the rest of the day, you're kind of in a bad mood.
Yeah.
Because you're, like, kind of blaming everyone else for the fact that you didn't nap.
And the night before, you were like, this is fine. I'll take a nap tomorrow. Like, I have a time.
This music is, like...
It's anti-nap.
It's making our conversation... It's making me want to, like, talk faster. Like, right, it keeps going faster. I'm like... All right.
There you go. Let's talk the end of the semester here.
Let's do it.
I think I'm going to be around because I, you know.
Whoa, breaking news.
Yeah, no, I think we go to North Carolina for like a brief period of time, but I don't even think it's on a Tuesday. So I just think I'm going to be rolling through this.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like you're doing this again next week?
Yeah, sure.
Wow, okay.
All right, what are you doing?
I don't know. Nothing next week.
Nothing?
Nothing
this
next week.
This is where your nap starts at 9 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the choice is, do I come here or do I go ahead and sleep in? That's the choice.
Yeah, but you still have, are you still on the hook to pick up drop off on Tuesday?
Yes.
On Tuesdays? So that means you're going to be awake.
Correct.
I'm not saying, but I'm saying like nothing better than you had to wake up for something. Now you're back.
Yeah.
And now you're just like cruise control all day long on the couch.
That's true. Except then there does become this question of when do I drink coffee? Because do I drink it like while I'm driving? Because then I'm up.
Yeah.
If I don't drink coffee, then maybe I can come back and nap. But also, if I don't drink coffee, I'm going to wake up with a headache.
And I'm going to be
mean. It's really
mean.
Catch 22.
And I'm going to be
so true.
Yelling at my kids.
Sometimes I'm so mean. Sometimes I really have to catch myself and just be like, Neville, that was mean.
That was a mean thing you just said. Yeah.
It's always a little embarrassing. When you catch yourself just, like, being mean.
But that's the thing, is that that's why, like, I actually think it's a benefit of, like, having kids and stuff like that. Because you can just be like, I'm being mean to you right now.
Yeah.
This isn't me telling you to get your clothes on. This is me being mean to you.
I'm like, I'm irritable with you.
Yeah,
for no
exactly.
reason. This because you know what? You're being a normal 2-year-old.
Yeah.
And I'm being mean.
You're, like, asking really normal questions and you're worried about really normal stuff.
Yes.
And here I am just like, put your shoes on!
Yes.
And it's like, but Dad, I got to do this other thing. And you're like... You're right, you do.
And
that's fine.
It was like
it's completely fine.
In the car this morning. Cassidy's trying to get me to play this specific Cocomelon song, right?
Yeah.
She's asking me for Cocomelon. And I'm getting so upset because I cannot understand her.
Yep.
And I know that's not her fault.
Yeah.
She's still learning. She's just learning how to be in the world. But she's saying something and I'm just like, what? What? What are you saying?
We're listening to Silence is what we're going to listen to.
Yes. Well, I just put something random on and I was like, hopefully this just like silences
her. You're
going
to have to simmer down back there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she also had a Gatorade in her hand and kept wanting the Gatorade opened.
Yeah.
Which is a dangerous game when she doesn't really know how to drink out of an open bottle.
Without a doubt. And like in the car, the whole like, you need to do this thing for me while you're driving.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's stressful.
That's it. No, that's like a big communication thing is that like, especially we've gotten Jenny on like the regular car seat with the regular seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like her big thing is like it gets twisted up.
Yeah.
And she's like, this is all twisted. And yeah. I'm like, you need to.
And that goes pretty downhill pretty quick for her. Yeah.
She gets frustrated.
Yeah.
She's got to use her words, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, this has been talk about the children in our lives.
Mm.
But it is a good, it's a good check on you because it's like a big dose of humility.
It's true.
Of like, you know what? Yeah, I need to.
Because sometimes they'll also tell you, you know, sometimes they'll be like, You're being mean.
Dad, like, that's mean.
And you're like, you're right.
Yeah. It
and
was
then you're
like,
embarrassed
it was just straight up meanness that we didn't use your toothpaste.
Yeah.
That we used my toothpaste that's like mega minty.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what we'll talk about next week. Toothpastes.
Okay.
We went off the deep end on toothpastes at our house. Like, we were buying Crest for a long time there, and then we read some articles, and now we're, like, we're in this sort of alternative toothpaste world.
Articles.
Yeah,
you
know
what the solution is? Stop reading articles.
Just get back to the TikToks about New Girl.
Just
get back to just, like, Winston TikToks.
Yeah. Or just, like, stare at the wall and eat saltines.
Stop
taking anything in.
That's true.
Don't go outside.
I've been like slipping a little bit in fantasy football. I'm still number one in my league, but like I'm not leading by a lot. And the championship's coming up here. And I think I lost this week. And I think that's made me more disinterested in football. And so I found myself two-screening football, which is bad.
The tough thing is I love two-screening.
Two-screening's pretty fun.
Oh, I love two-screening.
But you just can't. I feel like there's a ton of guilt for some reason that has developed two-screening for me.
Mm.
Where I'm like, is one supremely entertaining thing not enough? I need two.
Yeah.
But then in my mind, I'm just like, well, I'm not going to watch the commercials. They don't.
But why not?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know.
I got to watch another Sky Rizzy commercial.
But it's also like, I'm only putting like Modern Family on in the background. I'm not going to put on like the, I'm not going to put on like a true crime documentary.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, I got to be able to pay attention if I'm watching true crime.
Yeah.
Modern Family, that's in the background. And this screen, my computer screen, that's the main screen.
That's the main screen.
The TV's never, if I'm two screening, TV's never the main screen.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually got Molly with, I've been watching the show Ripley, and it's very good. It's shot in black and white, and it's in Italy. And it is like a real kind of slow burn. I put it on yesterday because she was like, I'm going to bed. And I put it on, and she was like, this is really intriguing. Like, she was like trying to do some like last minute shopping and stuff like that, and then was like, you know what, I'm coming in.
All right. Love shopping.
I think this is it.
We can talk about Christmas shopping next week.
Yeah, we will. If you're here, I mean,
yeah,
you don't
we'll
have
see.
To be. Yeah.
I'll keep you on your toes.
That's great.
No, that, I meant the audience.
And yeah,
I'll let you know.
I'll be flat-footed. All right. Hey, thanks for listening. This is WMFO in Medford 91.5.